The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, takes us to the White House shooting gallery deep beneath the Oval Office. Here we find President 43, Wayne LaPierre of the NRA, John O'Neill of Swift Boat Vets for Truth, White House Chief of Staff Andrew Card, and Attorney General John Ashcroft. Let us join them.
Mr. President, you got Barbara Streisand right in the nose.
Man, I hate New York Hollywood liberal women stars. O'Neill, you ain't hit nothing yet. Even Wayne hit something.
The hospital says Agent Forbes will be fine in a few weeks.
You told him I was real sorry. Oops! Are you all right, Agent Barnes?
Fine, sir. Just nicked my coat.
Man, these things sure go off easy.
Oh, dear.
You down here. Put up some more of them Warren Beatty and Bob Redford pitches.
You're a terrific shot, Mr. Attorney General.
Ought to be. Been practicing my whole life. Don't never touch me, LaPierre. I don't cotton to it.
I'm sorry, I was just going to borrow a few rounds.
Bring your own dang ammo, you suit-wearing helot.
Wouldn't try and touch his guns, neither.
These here's matching pearl-handled .44 caliber Colt's Bisleys. These given to me by my granddad, Wild Hiram Ashcroft, the terror of Lincoln County, Missouri. Even Jesse Frank and the youngers was afraid of him.
He is sure tough.
First man I ever hung. He's almost 100 or he'd never let me. Watch.
You cut Bulworth and the Sundance Kid in half.
You're slipping, John. He usually does it with 10, then puts the last two between the eyes. Bet you killed a lot of Viet Cong, huh, Neil?
My crew wouldn't let me. They said I was an idiot. Just because I shot my little toe
off. That was pretty good shooting, Mr. Attorney General.
Jealous, ain't you, LaPierre?
I'm just having a bad day. O'Neill, watch out!
I'll be fine, sir. It's just a flesh wound.
Agatha, better get Dr. Hooper down here again.
Ashcroft, I can't hear.
Sorry, George.
What? No, it was O'Neill this time. Really, it was. No, I didn't, Agatha. No, I ain't lying to you this time, neither. Okay, don't worry. Well, I will. Ambulance will be along in a minute, Agent Stokes.
We'll be up and around in a couple of months, sir. I got the blood stopped.
Maybe we ought to knock off for today.
Good idea, Mr. President.
Watch it!
I didn't hit you, did I? Like I don't know what I'm doing, by gobs.
Mr. Attorney General, please, I got a wounded man down here.
Yeah, well, reckon there's probably some good cartoons on, George, whilst we let that there Brady Bill lapse.
And bless you for that, Mr. President. Letting that ill-conceived, unconstitutional, anti-freedom law lapse is the greatest accomplishment of your first term, sir.
Yeah, and I didn't even have to do nothing.
Well, it's the best kind of legislation there is.
Sorry, Agent. George, these here Secret Service men's a bunch of cowards. Can't even stand being shot at.
Yeah, let's go get us some pie and watch some high-level top security cartoons. Andy, call the kitchen and tell Bluto to prepare for pie. Then we can watch that Brady thing go down.
Well, it actually expired Monday, sir.
Well, that's why I like this job. I can't screw nothing up.
Sure you can, George.
There's always Iraq.
Oh, yeah. Well, pie and cartoons.
Can O'Neill and I come, too?
Nope. No security clearance.
Oh, but I was a lieutenant.
Well, I don't care. Colonels are better. Both of you, beat it.
Skedaddle vomit.
Gee whiz, I never have any fun. Even the other Swift vets don't like me.
Ah, quit whining, John. Let's go shoot something in my home.
Them two ain't hardly worth knowing, George. And that's my ruling.
Well, we won't have to deal with them after the election.
Can I hang them?
We can probably let you hang O'Neill. We're going to need LaPierre for a little while.
There's a couple other of them Swift vets we gotta take out. I reckon you oughta get them, John.
I'll be ready November 3rd, by gobs. Let's go watch Teen Titans, George. You wanna come, Andy?
I'll pass. Thanks.
Come on, Ashcroft.
The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, Episode 81, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Music by the New Codpiece Band. All celebrities impersonated for this broadcast were sacrificed by the Aztec Rain God Society of Porterville, California, Local 714. According to traditional Aztec practices, obsidian knives by Mr. Reynoso of Chapultepec. I remain Pablo T. Flies and the Average Network thanks you for your attention. Stay tuned.